Hi there. The word for you today is on victorious living. In James 1 verse 12, we read, "Blessed is the man who perseveres." Here are three keys to victorious living. Number one, perseverance. Dr. G. Campbell Morgan tells the story of a man whose shop burned to the ground. The next morning, he set up shop again in the middle of the charred ruins and put up a sign that read, "Everything lost except wife, children, and hope. Business as usual tomorrow morning." So get back up again. Blessed is the man, James writes, who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. Second key to victorious living is purpose. Helen Keller wrote, "Many persons have the wrong idea about what constitutes true happiness. It's not attained through self-gratification, but through faithfulness or fidelity to a worthy purpose." She's right. Jesus said in Mark 10:45, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve others." Don't pray for a generous heart. Instead, practice being generous, and you know what? Your heart will fall into line with your actions. As long as you are determined to be a sower, God will keep providing you with seed. You says that in the Bible? Absolutely. Read 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10. And the third key to victorious living is perspective. Your disappointment could actually turn out to be God's appointment. In Proverbs 16 verse 9, Solomon says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. We rule, God overrules." Remember how an oyster makes a pearl? When a grain of sand gets into its shell, the oyster wraps it in layer after layer of beauty, until a pearl is formed. The poet wrote, "This tale has a moral, for isn't it grand what an oyster can do with a morsel of sand? And what couldn't we do if we'd only begin with some of the things that get under our skin?" Get the right perspective. Try to see God at work in what you're going through today. That's one of the keys to victorious living.